Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to share with us a message titled Costly Mind Games. Costly Mind Games. She won that mind game yesterday. She won it. And I pray that each and every one of us will win. In Jesus' mighty name. Like we said at the beginning of the month, if you were not here, I wonder why not, you know, starting your month with prayer. But I believe, God, that many destinies will emerge from this season we enter. Even the destiny of Wisdom Assembly will begin to show brilliantly than ever before. In Jesus' mighty name. I pray that God will breathe upon his word this morning. And he will enlighten our darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in John chapter 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I am come, he Jesus, that they might have life, they might have the Zoe of God, and that they might have it in abundance. Hallelujah. Abundant life is your portion today. I say abundant life is your portion today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The thief comes to steal. To steal. What does he come to steal? From the bulletin last week, you'll have read my weekly write-up. We know how rich people keep what is most important to them in vaults. People buy spaces in the bank to keep their valuables. In Amsterdam, you have vaults that keep the most expensive diamonds in the world, precious stones in the world, from where they regulate the prices. Because they are important to them. People keep their bonds. Things that are most important. They keep them under lock and key. Hallelujah. But then, these same people who are so rich, and you too who are so rich, who keep what you believe is so important to you in safekeeping, but yet the thief comes to you every day and still steals from you. And what he steals from people is more important than the diamonds, is more important than the gold and all the precious stones and all the bonds of this world. The devil creeps in and takes whatever he wants at will. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, he says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How does Satan come to steal? He comes to poke our minds. When will Pastor Carl stop talking about the mind? I don't know myself. Because it happens to be the most important area of our lives. Jesus said, out of heat proceeds issues of life. He says we should guard it jealously. The Bible says what you think is who you become. Hallelujah. If you don't watch your thinking, this is what happens. What you think become what you say. What you say become what you do. And it becomes what you do regularly. And when you begin to do it regularly, becomes your habit. And from there becomes your character. And from there your destiny is released. When God said, let there be light, or when God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning, it started from a thought in his mind. And then God spoke out what was in his mind. The Bible says he called for those things which are not. They are not up, they are not physically there, but they are already in his mind. He called for those things which are not. As though they were, they are in the mind. Your mind and my mind is too powerful. And Satan knows it. He goes after it. A person loses their joy from the mind. When the mind is disturbed, you lose your peace. No wonder the Bible says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3 that thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Hallelujah. Because he trusts in thee. Amen. Tell your neighbor, watch your thoughts. Amen. Sometimes we protect the mundane and we leave the most important things of our lives. Satan plays mind games. And he uses men, including Christians, as pawns in these mind games. It's a mind game to say, well, now you don't have enough. Are you sure you want to set your tithe apart? You can't feed for the next 2 weeks. God wouldn't mind if you use your tithe to buy food for your family. They are little kids. And if you are not careful, you say it's a rational thought. Rational. But guess what? It's an evil thought. Satan is saying, you can't trust God. 2 weeks, you go hungry. Your children will go hungry. And you are saying you're keeping tithe. Mind games. Satan may not know what you are thinking, but he can throw thoughts and suggestions into your minds. And my Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, you have to listen to this very carefully. 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 5. This is not a subject I can gloss over. I'm sorry. Therefore, judge nothing before the time until the Lord come. When he comes, what will he do? Who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels, the thinking of the heart. Of the mind. That's what it means there. And then shall every man have praise of God. God is going to expose your thought. God is going to expose my thought. The thought of delaying obeying God. God is going to expose it. The thought of mouth and eye service, God is going to expose it. The thought of not liking the person you are sitting next to, God is going to expose it and remind you that day. The thought of saying something with your mouth and meaning something different with your heart, God is going to expose. Satan is a joker. Hallelujah. The psalmist said in Psalm 19 and verse 14, it's a very common scripture. We even use it as a song. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. The question is your thought acceptable to God? Even the Bible says, we prove what is acceptable and the will of God. Is your thought and your thought process, is it acceptable unto the Lord? Hallelujah. Nobody in their right mind will go and cut a key and give it to a thief. Huh? And say, this is the key to my house. But we have given the key to our mind to the devil. Most of the dreams people dream stem from their thoughts. Too much business of the mind. And then they become oppressed of the devil. The Bible says that Satan, those who don't receive the gospel, Satan has blinded their minds. He has taken over their minds. They have become logical people. If it does not make sense, it's not worth following. I have news for you once again. I need to remind you, God never makes sense. And he will never make sense. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We all know the story of Prophet Elijah, one of the greatest prophets that walked the face of this earth. One day, King Ahab saw him and said, oh, have you come to disturb Israel? You disturber of Israel. And Elijah replied to the king. He's the only one that can reply him like that. I'm not a disturber of Israel. You are the disturber of Israel. And remember that in those days, it was not a democracy. The king can have anybody's head anytime and at will. Elijah said, well, to prove that I'm the true prophet of God, let all the people gather together so that we can point Satan out as a lie, a liar, and the father of lies. They gather together. And with them were over 400 idol-worshipping priests. 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings 18. I read from verse 19. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, making 850, which eat at Jezebel's table, prophet liars. So Ahab sent and called them. You know the story very well. Say, call your God. From morning till night, they did all they can do. Nothing happened. Elijah repaired the altar. called fire from heaven. Fire came. Great victory. Massive joy. People repented that day and said, from today, we will serve God. Even Ahab feared God. But one woman somewhere said, you killed my priests. I will kill you. Brother Elijah, Prophet Elijah ran away. Everybody say, ran away. Why did he run? Satan painted a picture of death to him. That Jezebel will kill you. The one that God just stood beside now. Hello? God just stood beside him now. God just released fire from nowhere, from heaven now. And somebody said, it was a message. I'm going to kill you. He forgot God. Satan put fear immediately into his mind. A man who just had victory is suddenly in fear. So Satan told him, you are a nobody. And because you are a nobody, I'm going to kill you. He believed that he was nothing. And he ran. He went to hide. The man who could challenge the king. Now the wife of the king challenged him. The one who said, gather them, I will show you that God is king. Ran. It was all in his mind. His mind had departed from God at that time. The picture he could see was the picture painted by the word of that evil perpetrator, Jezebel. Let me tell you something. If Satan could kill you, you won't be here today. Did you hear me? If Satan had the ability to kill you, you won't be here today. If Satan had the ability to kill me, I won't be here today. And I've got news. Satan cannot kill me. Satan cannot kill you, except you allow him. We understood that fear is of the devil. God has not given us the spirit of fear to be in bondage again. The bondage is in the mind. The bondage of impossibility is in the mind. The bondage of I can't do it is in the mind. The bondage of it's not somebody like me. Even if somebody is lying to you, don't lie to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. You just made a declaration this morning. I am the best of me. There's no other person like me. I'm unique. God created me to be unique. So then why do I have depressing thoughts? Why am I thinking defeat? You thinking defeat even before the battle starts. What of when the battle starts? What will happen? Many of us, God has done so many things in our lives that Satan comes and silences us not to even share the testimony. You can't even bask in the victory and the glory that God has won for you and I on the cross of Calvary. And you sit down there as though God has not done anything. No wonder when it is worshiping time, you can't worship. Because Satan has lied to you. You heard what she said? What am I going there for? It was a state of mind. If I can't feed my children in the next 2 weeks, what am I going there for? But thank God for the Spirit of God. She allowed herself to yield to the Spirit of God. Get up, okay, go and fellowship with the rest. Praise the Lord. Amen. Satan is the instigator of negative thinking. Why will you, as a child of God, be thinking like an unbeliever? Especially when you have a problem. Suddenly you give up. We read the story of Asa. Asa was there for 34 years. God was his provider. God was his protector. He had no war whatsoever. Maybe he was feeling so comfortable. He was too comfortable after 34 years that God had to poke somebody and say, go and look for his trouble. And that one came, he forgot God. He turned to another king. He now took the treasures of the house of God and used it to go and pay bribe for somebody to protect him. And God was like, eh. Remember when the Ethiopians rose up against you, I protected you. When the Libyans rose up against you, when Gaddafi came against you, I protected you. Now, that is your savior. When we ask you, who is your savior? And you say, Jesus, do you really mean it? Who is your Lord and Savior? You say, Jesus, do you really mean it? Are you really depending on him? Is your mind on him? Is your mind stayed on him? Do you believe that he will not allow you to suffer loss? Do you believe that he will not allow you to die before your time? You know how the mafians act? They go to a store and bamboozle the owner of the store and say, every month you have to pay us XYZ so that we can protect you. Protect them from what? But then out of fear, they agree. Listen to this. And then another group of vagabonds will come and say, we want you to, before they finish, you will say, well, I think you have to speak to Don Juan. Oh. You're under Don Juan. Okay. They turn back. When God says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, prove me herewith, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He says he will rebuke the devourer for your sake. God is your Don Juan. It's just that he doesn't force you. Praise the Lord. So when the enemy comes, you say, God is here already. There's nothing for you to take here. I'm already under the protection of Jehovah. This is a good place to shout amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't be thinking like somebody who has no savior. Like somebody who has no redeemer. Like somebody who has no protector. Who art thou, O mountain, against Zerubbabel? Who are you? He says, you shall become a plain ground. He says, that mountain is ordinary wood. Don't follow the threatenings of Satan. He's a deceiver, he's a liar, and he's a noisemaker. Some of you are still afraid to say amen. When it comes to you, tell him it was Pastor Carl that said so. Amen. Praise the Lord. How can you say I belong to Jesus And you are still doubting. You are still doubting his control of your life. Amen? You worry about everything. Some people think to worry is normal. No, it's abnormal. Worry is abnormal. For any child of God, worry is an abnormal thing to do. There's a song. Please follow me with the keyboard on this. He says, why worry when you can pray? Trust in Jesus, he will lead the way. Don't be like doubting Thomas. Why worry, worry, worry when you can pray? Come on, let's sing it like a lively people. Are you ready? Why worry when you can pray? Trust in Jesus. Oh yes. Why worry, worry, worry? Come on, let's do it one more time. Touch your neighbor, touch your neighbor. Come on. Why worry, worry, worry when you can pray? The Bible says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. God cares for you. God is mindful of you. Listen to what the Lord Jesus said in Matthew 6, verse 31 to 33. He says, therefore, take no thought. I didn't write it. It was Jesus that wrote it. What shall we eat? Isn't that very apt? What are we going to eat? Jesus said, let that question not even bother you. Food for the belly. Don't let it bother you. What shall we drink? Or whither shall we be clothed? He says, for after all these things, do unbelievers seek. This is what unbelievers run after every day, 9 to 5. And including in their sleep. That's why you find somebody who is earning $120,000 a year. Is owing $300,000. And you want to wonder how, why. He says, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all this. God knew our children had to eat. Sometimes we do things we don't know that we are being led of God. Went to that store. I mean, what is it? You could have said it's a coincidence. If the woman said, oh, don't worry, don't worry. I'll pray for it. I've done that before. And I never told the person in front of me that God said. You know, but for somebody to say emphatically, God said, I should pay for it. Thank God for the one I put aside. Now let me pay for the rest. I said, God said, maybe if I was the one, I'll go a little bit further. You mean if I take everything we need in the store? I'm sure at that point, she will still say, God said. God cares for you. God is mindful of you. God wants to help you. Don't let the devil steal your mind. Don't let the devil steal your joy. Don't let the devil steal your faith. Problem comes, faith out of the window. Faith has run away. Where did it go? No. How are you? You don't know. We don't know. We don't even know what's going on in this country. You forgot the word that says, even in the time of famine, you shall be satisfied. You see, God is beyond your mind. He can walk beyond our circumstance. Praise the Lord. All we need to do is just hold on to Him to the end. This message is for somebody, I strongly believe. Praise the Lord. When you begin to worry, worry is a sin. Worry is an act of disbelief or unbelief. Worry says, I don't trust God to take care of this. God doesn't have power over this. That's what worry means. Worry means God cannot do anything about it. And guess what? Your worry too cannot do anything about it. You worry for fun. No, let me rechange that. Because there's no fun in worry. You worry for pain. Worry does not yield any benefit. Worry diminishes you. Worry leads to ill health. Worry leads to high blood pressure. Some people don't breathe well because they are too worried. They are worried about their child in school. They are worried about this happening. They are worried about that happening. I'm not worried. My children, we speak over them every day. We cover them every day. The covenant of protection we have covers them as well. You can't honor God when you are worried. And some people worry because they compare themselves with somebody else. Oh, what this person is doing, what this person is having, when will it be my turn? You begin to worry. God gave your friend his paper, and you are still waiting for your own. They ask you, how are you? Don't even know. You know? But you heard that God did before. As a matter of fact, you know. Anyway, in a nutshell, we don't even know. Pastor, you know. And I had the opportunity to do arranged marriage, you know. But in fact, Pastor, you really don't understand. As a matter of fact, I don't understand your state of mind. You have lost your mind totally. I don't know how to win you back for Jesus. Amen. Come back. Wake up. He's still in control. Huh? They have not come to bundle you away. So why don't you continue to trust him and wait on him? At his own time, he makes all things beautiful. We shared the story of Noah this morning. Can you imagine the kind of mind games Satan would have been playing with Noah? Building an ark for 120 years. Some morning he will wake up to go there. Satan will like, where are you going? Look at the sky. It's clear. You know the funny thing is, and you can't deny it, everybody here believes the weatherman more than we believe God. Some people cannot do without listening to the weather before they leave home. What does the weather, what is the, Siri, hey, Siri, if you're having, if you use an Apple phone, hey Siri, what's the weather today? Oh, Cortina, what's the weather today? Oh, is this and that. Then you dress up for that thing based on what somebody you can't see told you. But you never check the word of God that day and say, Lord, what's your promise for me today? And the one we tell you on the prayer line, after the 30 minutes of prayer or the one you join in 15 minutes to the end, you have forgotten. You don't dress up for that. You don't take that with you going to work. You understand what I'm trying to say? I'm marching and singing it. It's a good day. It's a great day for me today. It's a blessed day for me today. It's a victorious day for me today. Today I am blessed and highly favored. All you are thinking of is the weather. You know, in England, that's the major discussion. Weather. Go to barber shop. It's the weather. Find two women at the market. It's the weather. We always joke that if somebody curses you with the weather of England, you need deliverance. Because 1 minute it's rainy, the next minute it's sunny, and then it's windy. You know, like Kansas City too. Don't worry about all that. As you are trusting, the level of trust, not as you are trusting, the level of trust you are given to those mundane things. Who cares whether it rains? Who cares whether it snows? Guess what? Whether it snows, whether it rains, and the sun shine, is going to be for my benefit. It's going to be for my benefit. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 6, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. So the pulling down of strongholds. What are the strongholds? Where the mind games, the costly mind games, where they take place. Those mind games that rob you of your peace, that rob you of your joy, that rob you of your faith, that rob you of focus. It says casting down imaginations. False nation you have built in your mind. False lies you have heaped up. You have allowed Satan to heap up in your mind. It says, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What of if the weatherman says it's going to rain today, but because of what you need to do, if it relates to outside, and you say, Lord, let it not rain until I am done with my business. Some of you don't have the faith to declare that. You look at yourself, I can't say that. Oh, no, I can't say that. Who am I to say that? You forget you have the authority. You can command weather too. Now, when you command it, whether he follows your command or not, that's none of your business. You have exercised your authority. But if you trust God, it will surely come to pass. It says, pulling down strongholds, casting down imaginations, and anything that wants to impose himself over the plan of God or the thoughts of God, the knowledge of God. It says, bringing into captivity every thought. All the mind games of the devil. Bring it into captivity. We sing the song, God is bigger than what people say. God is greater than your problems. He's greater than the lie Satan is telling you. Oh, they said, maybe they mentioned your company and said, oh, this year, They said they are going to lay away 20,000 people. You start to fear that you are going to be among the 20,000. But if they said they are going to promote 20,000 people, you never imagine you will be among them. Did you hear me? Huh? 20,000 people will be blessed. You never bother to pray about it. Because you have made up your mind, there is no way I can be among them. But they said, 20,000 people will be punished. You start to fear. Oh Lord. God forbid. Satan, I bind you. In the name of Jesus. Pastor, as a matter of fact, they said they are going to lay off 20,000 people. Is your name 20,000 people? Can they not look at your name and say, no, not this one? And when it comes to promotion, they look at your name and say, ah, where has this person been all this while? Why do you think the worst of yourself? Why do you think the worst is going to happen to you? Can you not think that the best is going to happen to you? I don't have enough time. Let me share a story in closing today. I'm sure you have gotten something. Do you have something today? Do you receive something today? Praise God. I read a story in a journal. Mind you, I'm going to continue this message next week, but I need to just share this story. I read it in a scientific journal about 2 weeks ago. More than 2 weeks ago now. This person had an injury and they couldn't walk. Listen to this. A man was paralyzed and doctors were able to use the ability to walk from his brain power. They use his brain power to control his spinal cord. Are you listening to me? Huh? This is according to the Journal of Neuroengineering and Rehabilitation. You know what they said? They said they had to retrain the mind of the patient. Did you hear me? His mind was retrained. The mind said, you are weak, you can't walk. So, for months, they began to retrain his mind, build up his brain power to control his spinal cord. And he was able to take some meters of step. They use biblical power. Huh? The Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. When you renew your mind, you will not fall for Satan's mind game. When you renew your mind, all you will see is possibility. When you renew your mind, you can see the promises of God, claim it, and it will come to pass in your life. When your mind is renewed in the word of God, you see possibilities of all the promises of God. That you are a true candidate. Some of you are going to leave this place today. And your friends are still going to lie to you. Media is still going to lie to you. They're going to make suggestions to you that will steal your peace. That will steal your mind. But somebody say, not me. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Now, you see, impact starts from the mind. Defeat starts from the mind. Victory starts from the mind. You remember Muhammad Ali? Huh? He uses mind power against all his opponents. He gets into the ring and he's talking. I sting like a bee. I fly like a butterfly. You are down today. Who sent you here? I'll send you back to your mother. You are not going to last two rounds. And then the referee brings them close together. By the time they are close together, he's already telling him, you are going down. You are going down today. I'm going to floor you. Can't you see? You are a grasshopper. I'll finish you today. Have you not seen bigger people that he beat? The rumble in the jungle with Larry Holmes. You can't compare the size of Muhammad Ali and Larry Holmes. He pushed that man to a point that he became angry. And if you are going to win, you can't win with anger. The man brought a deadly blow with anger. Go and watch that thing. Muhammad Ali ducked it just like this. If that blow had hit him, he would have had Parkinson's since. Or die from it. Because when that blow landed by the ringside, the pole was bent. That was the power it was coming with. David had a better mind game than Goliath. Goliath said, you come with me to me. You this little runt with a stick and stones. I'm going to finish you today. David said, you dog. Yeah, dog. You're just a giant dog. You this uncircumcised Philistines. You said I'm little. You don't know how many people are here with me. Those who are with me, they are more than you. You can't even see them. They are invisible. They are very invisible. I'm taking you down today. And he, bam, bam, threw that stone. Remember, I hit him in the forehead. When stone hits you in the forehead, you fall back. Goliath didn't fall back. He fell forward. Because those who were with David were more than those who were with Goliath. As the stone was traveling, God went behind Goliath, held his head very well. Don't let your mind lie to you. Don't let your mind make your problem bigger than God. God is a bigger solution than your challenges. Can I hear an amen in the house? God is a bigger solution than what you think you don't have. He said that he will meet, my God shall meet all your need. All of it. All of it. Without nothing left out. According to his bank account in heaven. His riches in glory. The God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You know what we are going to do? We are going to rise on our feet.